many of the children that have been here in the last 2 years that have been instantly healed of whatever their problem was, it was after we learned the sin of the parents. I can think of two boys and a little girl, and all three of them's parents that had been involved in a sexual relationship with each other before they got married. Now, they did get married, but they were having sex before they got married, and it caused that little girl back there to be afflicted with allergies and asthmas, and she couldn't hardly breathe, and she could only eat 4 or 5 foods. That's all she could eat. And if she had anything else or anybody touched her that had had anything else, like a peanut or whatever, her little throat would start swelling closed and she couldn't breathe. Who would believe that's a demon? The average Christian don't even know that. But that's what it was. Sitting right back there when I broke the curse over that little child. After I got mother and dad to repent of that sin, I told them, I said, now Jesus has redeemed you from the curse. It's written in Galatians 3:13-14. I said, so now then, I have been given all power and all authority over the spirits. You've confessed your sin. You're redeemed from the curse. I command the spirits of curse to leave and to go away and never come back in the name of Jesus. I said, now mom and dad, you can take her out and feed her anything you want to. She'll be okay. And you know what they said to me? No, it can't be that simple. But what did he say he sent to heal us?
His word.
His word. That's right. He didn't send Thurman Scrivener to heal him. He didn't send me there with an injection needle to say, I'm going to give her a special shot and this will heal her. No, he said he sent his word to heal us.
Yes.
But that family that left back there that day, they couldn't believe it. And so I told them, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I said, mother and dad, I want you all to go home and I want you to take these scriptures and I want you to read them out loud over and over and over until faith comes. And so the grandmother, she told her daughter, she said, honey, what Thurman told us is true. It's in the Bible. So she said, we're going to leave the Epiral shot at home. We're going to take her down to Logan Steakhouse and we're going to buy her something to eat. And she ain't going to be sick. Now then, she was so allergic to peanuts. I mean, if you just touched her with a peanut, her little throat would just immediately swell up and she couldn't breathe. They walked through Logan's, and how many of you have ever been to Logan's? Loaded with peanuts. Peanuts all over the place, holes on the floor. As the little girl walks in and they get a basket of peanuts, and then as her grandmother walks behind, she says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, is that in the word too?
Yes.
It sure is. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. So they went back and sat down and handed the little girl a bucket of peanuts, and little Allison is still eating anything she wants to this day. And her testimony is a DVD back there. After about a year, they called me and wanted to know, next time I come to GLC to make my television shows, could they bring her over? And they wanted to make a TV show of her testimony so the world could see what had happened to their daughter. So maybe somebody else might just hear it and believe it and be able to get their child healed. And so they came over. And of course, I've got to tell you the most beautiful part about it, I don't have on film. While I was sitting there talking to the family, little Allison walked up to me and says, Pastor Thurman, can I ask you a question? And she's now 4 or 5 years old. I said, yes, honey, anything. She said, every once in a while, mom and dad ask me to do something I don't want to do. Do I have to obey them? And I have to tell her the truth. No, you don't have to. You know, we all have a choice, right?
Yeah.
In other words, I can either obey mom and dad or I can disobey mom and dad, right?
Right.
I said, first of all, I said, do you enjoy being well? She said, oh, I love being well. I love being able to eat anything I want. I said, that's what I thought. I said, God said, Allison, honor your parents in everything they tell you so that it will go well with you and you will have a long life. I said, now, do you enjoy being well? She said, I do. I said, okay, then you have no alternative. But when mom and dad tells you to do something, you have to do it. Because I said, if you don't obey them, then this sickness will come back upon you and you'll be back where you was. Oh, she said, I don't want that. I said, okay, then when mom and dad tells you to do something, what are you going to do? She turns and walks over in front of mom and says, mom, I will do everything you tell me to do from this day forth. You know that if all of us knew that, it might make a change in the way we do business. You know, but you have to obey God. Now, does it make any difference if you're 5 years old or 80 years old?
Doesn't matter.
No, don't make any difference with God. You have to obey Him. That's why we have so many sick people in church today, because this part of the Scripture has not been taught to people. They don't believe God will make them sick. I mean, you ask the average person, do you believe God would kill you? Oh, no, He would never kill me. But what did He say in John 15:7? Yeah, John 15:2, thank you. Every branch. That's if you don't produce fruit. He didn't say you're out there lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery. He just said you ain't producing no fruit. You may be a good guy. I mean, you know, you may be going to church every Sunday. You may be playing a horn for us. You may be doing all kinds of things. But you ain't telling nobody about Jesus, and you ain't producing no fruit for the kingdom. To stop all that, what do you need to do? You need to talk about Jesus, right? If you obey God, let's throw John 15:7 up there, and let me show you what He says He'll do for you.
Amen.
If you do obey Him. Now, look at this promise. John 15:7. What's the biggest word there? If.
Yes.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you. If. Isn't that a big word? If you abide in me. Now, how do we abide in Jesus?
In the Word.
In other words, if we're abiding in Jesus, does that mean we're going to church regularly somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to church regularly. Does that mean you're reading your Word every day? Oh, yeah, you're reading the Bible every day on a regular basis, and you're walking in obedience to His Word. You're not getting wild and crazy with people. When somebody does something wrong, you don't scream and kick and get off into a wild tantrum or nothing like this. You walk in love. Because if the Word's in you, you know that God says get rid of all bitterness, anger, and rage, and drunkenness, and all sexual immorality. You know He says all those things get rid of, doesn't He? So if you're abiding in Him, you know what the Word says. And my words abide in you. In other words, you're obeying His Word. Then He says, you shall ask what you will. Anything. Isn't that awesome? And it shall be done for you. I know many of you have heard the story about my granddaughter, because that verse right there was the primary verse that I used when she was killed in a car wreck 11 years ago, technically killed, when her brainstem was severed, her eyes were jerked out of her brain, her skull was crushed in 5 places, her face was twice its size, and she was bleeding out of her eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Every organ in her body was damaged, and her right knee was crushed, and her left leg broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. When I walked into Cook's Medical Center, Dr. Marks told me, I'm sorry, sir, but it's over for Caitlin. Now, when one of the finest doctors in the hospital tells you it's over for your granddaughter, what does most people believe? It's over for your granddaughter. But what did that verse say? I can ask for anything?
Anything.
Now, do you think God's big enough to put her back together?
Amen.
Her brain stem severed. Her eyes are jerked out of her brain.
Anything.
Her skull is crushed in 5 places.
Anything.
And at being radical, we get to see Jesus show up, right?
Amen.
Because what did He say? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask me for anything. That little girl just come into my office just 30 minutes before I came in here, along with my other 3 grandbabies, and they all handed me a personalized birthday card that each one of them had drawn and made themselves.
Wow.
So I got birthday cards from all 4 of my grandbabies. Of course, Caitlin is the oldest one. She is fixing to be 15. Isn't that awesome? So I just stand in awe that 11 years ago, I was standing there when the doctors told me, it's over. It's over. Now, are we glad we have this Word of God?
Amen.
Are we glad that God's real? Yes. Because if He hadn't have been real, I would have lost her right there. If His Word had not been true, I would have lost my granddaughter. But you know, it's amazing what God has given us. I want us to go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. Ephesians 3:8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. Now, I could put my name right there, unto Thurman. You could put yours right there. That's Paul talking. We would not consider Paul one of the least of the saints, would we?
No.
We would not. But he considered himself one of the least. He said, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. So if it was given to Paul, who is it given to? All of us. That's right. We all have it. It says, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, in the course of the day, just because you're not ordained as a pastor, does that mean you're not supposed to preach this message to people that you run into? You know, have you ever noticed this? You go somewhere and meet with somebody, and you talk about the weather, the football game, or what's going on down at the club, or whatever, all kinds of things, and you're with them 4 hours, and then at the end of the day, you ask the person, you know, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm a Christian. Do you go to church? Oh, yeah, I go to a big church. I go every Sunday. I've been with you 4 hours. I've never heard you mention the name of Jesus or talk about your church or nothing. All you've talked about the weather and the football games. What's wrong with us, folks? You want to know why those people can't get a prayer answered? Because the King is not the King to them. He's just somebody. But He's really not God. If He's really your Lord and you're really a Christian, what should we be talking about? The King. We should be talking about Jesus. I mean, when we run into somebody, we ought to say, let me tell you about the best thing that ever happened to me when I met Jesus. Well, there's two things I don't talk about. Well, I'm like Irwin Baxter. I think it's time we talk about it, don't you? Yeah, I guarantee I am just like Irwin Baxter. It's time we talked about both politics and religion. Like he said, politics is going to determine how you live on earth. Religion is going to determine how you live in eternity. And I don't know about you, but I want to live with Jesus in both places, don't you? I want Jesus to be the head of everything I do on this earth. I want Him to meet every need I have. I want Him to keep me healthy and well. And then I want to, when I do leave this earth, which I hope is several years from now, but when I do leave this place, where do you want to go? You want to go to heaven? Wouldn't that be wonderful? I certainly don't want to go to the alternative, do you? No, I do not want to go to that place. I guarantee I do not. Let's go to the next verse. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now then, this is a mystery that God planned on before the foundation of the world was laid. They knew that the man that they would make in the flesh, that he would sin, and he would not be able to walk where they wanted him to walk, because they were going to make him an earthly man and a spiritual man. But they knew that the fleshly man would drive him to sin. If you let your flesh rule you, you will be a wicked sinner.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministry. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Take Everything to God in Prayer, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.